understand.
Source code, syntax, and subnets. As a business, Sentinel Software seemed like a bit of a snore. Mike from marketing had to bring sexy back to their brand. Simple. He got his local Snap Print Solution Center to design and print a full suite of brochures and pull-up banners that got them circling his stand like sharks at the software show. Sensation stuff, Mike. Whatever business you're in, visit snap.com.au and go from business to brand in a snap.
Whether your health journey is getting in hours at the gym, putting the right stuff in your mouth and in your mind, or working on your relationships, NIB is here to help you live health first, whatever that means to you. On top of great value hospital and extras cover that suits you, you can get loads of helpful health and wellbeing content from industry experts sent straight to your inbox. So let's go. Join NIB today and live health first. T's and C's apply. See nib.com.au.
The store-wide savings spectacular is now on at Specsavers. Get any two pairs of single vision glasses or sunnies.
This is Keeledown Shopping Centre. Police station right here. This guy looks like he works there. Alright, timing it. Now, everyone knows where I park when I'm at this location. The furthest you can park. And these kids here, it looks like they'll maybe time it to get to where I've got to park. So, yeah, keep them watching. You get a time at walking past. Alright, so there's no cars right where I'm parked, but I might use it at a distance. Alright, these are always park. The kids stopped. They literally stopped and headed back. Look at this. One's taking a quick look. They should have been in position, right? Close to my car, but looks like they turned back, would be notified. Yeah, the stalker in the car here. I'm going to go down there and make it until I'm looking at the works. Yeah, you can see the school kid over there. I don't know if you can see it, it's maybe far, but standing in position, just looking this way. Alright, you can see out there on the phone, it's got the phone in the hand. Yeah, it's a stalker in this car here. Could be a handler. Alright, right here. Alright, so I'm going to go in, do what I've got to do. Don't know if you're going to see it. Tinted windows he's got. I'm not going to ask for the time because you got to know for the right time to ask for the time, right? I don't just do it all the time, ask for the time. If you know, if you watch my work, you understand what I'm trying to say. Alright, so this is Keeledown Shopping Centre, and everyone knows when I'm at this location where I always park, the farthest you can park. And why I do that, it's done to drag the stalkers out. So as you can see, which looks like a handler already in position, right next to my car, right, because they know where I always park. And you can see that his window's closed, right, so you get to see what happens when I head back to my car. And you've seen this before when you see a stalker where there's parking everywhere. the store can park wherever she wants, and she doesn't have to reverse back and forth, right? So what you're going to see when I head back to my car, you're going to see a red car, right? Red, right next to the handler, reversing back and forth. And as you can see right next to my car, there's heaps of parking spots, right? So they can park wherever they want freely without reversing back and forth. And why do they do that, reverse back and forth? It's done to make it look obvious to let the target know he's on watch, because when the target sees it, he can see it's stupid. That's why it's done. So the target sees it, that it's stupid, again, to let the target know he's on watch. And if you've been watching my work in the last few years, that's how the game's played. Because the program wants you to see the stalkers doing their assignments, either when it's obvious or when they do stupid things like this, right? And also hand signals, missing brake lights, missing headlights, right? Again, if you've been watching my work in the last few years, you'll understand the way the game's played to let the target know he's on watch. They can't go up to the target to say to the target that we're watching you on this day. Where the certain stalker's watching you on this day, they've got to do it in a way where it makes it that the target's already been sensitized to the tactics being used. So he knows that he's on watch, right? So yeah, when I head back to my car, you're gonna see a red car next to the car you see that's parked next to mine, which looks like a handler. And the handler's gonna have his window open this time when heading back to my car, because you can see when I parked, his window's closed, right? And you're gonna see the car reversing back and forth, the red car right next to the handler. And then you're gonna see what she does, right? So you've seen before when they reverse back and forth, when there's heaps of parking spots around. And again, it's done to make it obvious so the target can see that he's on watch, right? Because it's so stupid. And you're gonna see what she does, right? To the extent, right? You've never seen it being done to this extent, not just reversing back and forth. You're gonna see what the stalker does in the red car, right? So yeah, keep watching. I'll show you right now me heading back to the car, and you're gonna see the red car doing the assignment. Keep watching. Right. You're watching. He's in there for around 20 minutes. There's a red car right where I parked. We'll see if that stalker's nice. It's parking, it's reversing in, but we'll see what happens. You can see that there. Oh no, now driving off. Nah. Remember how they reverse back, reverse forward. Back at the parking. Oh no, look at this, right next to the car. Red as well. Nah, the sides of park right there. Nah, you can see it's here. The handlers look like opening up the window. I'll get a bit closer. Look at this. Just letting the target know. Look at this. You see the windows open now. Alright, I don't know if you can see out there. Look at this. You're seeing this here, right? Was over here, reversed back, forward, reversed over here. Yeah, got to that point there. Now it's going over there. Now reverse. Look. Look at this, it's just beautiful. Look. And why they're doing this, which I've shown you all plenty of times, it's to make it look obvious that it looks so stupid. You can see how stupid this is, right? Look at this, look, you're seeing it right here. She's a female on her own. Showing you this. Get a bit closer here. Look at this. Alright, so you can see how obvious the stalker's making it in the red car. And I'm zooming into the handler you see right in front. You can see that his window's open now, right? And you can see where she started, right next to this car. Keep watching. Now, you're seeing this. You can see how stupid this looks. Again, it's done so the target sees it. Now, it looks like she's parking. I'm going to try to catch some faces. Keep watching. I didn't actually buy anything this time because I didn't have what I wanted. I was just having a look around. Keep watching. See if I can catch some faces. No, I parked. I was about to get out the car, but looked like taking off the seatbelt and shit, but oh no, she's on the phone now. I can see that she's looking at her phone. Don't know if you're going to see it because it'll be far. Alright, so you can see, clearly see how stupid that looked. There's parking, look, parking all everywhere, right? Not a car in sight, so, you know, even if she doesn't know to drive, there's parking everywhere safely to park, but you can see all the theatre, so the target sees it. You know, she's not getting out the car now. No, no. Alright, I'm not going to stay here forever. Let's see if I can catch some faces here. Alright, so as you can see, the stalker's alone in the car, and now she's looking down on her phone, right? As you can see that there. And as you're watching this, you can see the how stupid this is, right? How she reversed back and forth, and then goes to parking spot, right? And as you can see, she can park freely wherever she wants, right? But you can see how stupid this looks, and this is what I mean about they want the target to see how stupid this looks to let the target know he's on watch because the target's already been sensitized to it. And I've shown you plenty of times when the stalkers wears parking spots everywhere, like you're seeing here. But the stalkers will park, then reverse, go forward, then reverse back again, and then park, right? I've shown you that plenty of times, but they've never done it to this extent, right? But you can see how obvious this is, so the target sees it to let the target know he's on watch, right? So yeah, keep watching. Now I'm going to show you me heading back home, and you're seeing how this is timed. When I head back to my car, you can see the red car started next to the handler with his window open this time. So you can see how it's timed and how the target's on watch the whole time. When he's in the mall, even when he walks out, so the stalker can do her assignment, right? So you can see how this is timed. And now I'm going to show you me heading back home. And 2 days before, the last time I left the house, they used the stalkers when leaving my house, and they used them when I got home, right? So this time they're going to use the stalkers when heading home. They didn't do any assignments when leaving my house, but this time they're going to use the assignment when heading back home, and they're going to use the Indians again across the road, right? And hopefully we remembered 2 days before. When heading back home, they used the stalkers when I had to go close the gate. I went to the letterbox first, and you can see how that was timed. And it's going to be replicated again, right? Again, it's all about the timing. So you keep watching and show you me heading back home. Keep watching. Alright, so now assignments were done when leaving, and yeah, 2 days before they used the assignments when leaving and coming back home, and hopefully you were seeing that, but today, 2 days later, next time going out, no assignments done when leaving. Sometimes they'll double it. If you're targeted, you know, if you're targeted and you're not filming, they'll use it every day. You're leaving, come back home, they'll use it every day. Because you're not filming, and that's how it works. Because I went through it, right? And they used the assignment when I was closing the gate and opening it. All right, so as you can see, I'm about to drive into the driveway. So soon I'm going to slow it down, zoom it in to show you that there's no car, white car, parked in the driveway. The Indian stalkers that they used 2 days before when heading back home, right? So you can see there's no white car parked in the driveway, right? So you can see that there. And you're gonna see how it's replicated again, like I showed you 2 days before. And you can see how the target's on watch the whole time so they can time it, keep watching. But you can see, I just come back from Kittle Down Shopping Center. You can see that red car, right? Right, you can see how obvious they make it so the target sees it. You've seen that before, but not to that extreme, to that extent, right? That was pretty good. All right. Look at the letterbox again. You're watching. Oh yeah, they just got home across the road. So they used them again 2 times in a row when coming back home. Left and right missing brake light there, just the middle one's working. And as you can see, it's all about the timing. And yeah, 2 days before, they used this, the assignments when leaving and coming back home. And you can see how that was timed. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go back 2 days, put up that video again when I was heading back home, showing you how they use the Indians across the road, and you're seeing how it's timed, right? So that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to go back 2 days. If you haven't seen the video, I'm going to put it up again, just showing you me heading back home. I'm not going to show you me leaving, because they use the assignment also when leaving, but I'm just going to show you me heading back home, and you can see how they use the Indians again, how it's timed, like you saw in this main video, right? So yeah, keep watching. I'm going to go back 2 days, just showing you me heading back home. Keep watching. Alright, so when I left on this day, they used the stalkers on the right, the white car. You can see how that was timed as soon as I opened up the gate. And I didn't leave the house for 2 days. So I see what assignments they got for me when heading back home. Sometimes they'll double it. He's got a smile on his face this way, yeah. Alright. Your handlers will use you one day. I'll just wait. Alright. Window's open at the back there, the white one there next door. So I've got to close the gate. Right there, next door. I'll put this down there. Check the letterbox again. See, they've doubled it today. Alright, so as you can see, 2 days before when heading back home, you can see how it's been replicated, right? Using the same house, using the same stalkers, right? Different car, but you can see how it's timed, right? And you can see in the main video when they use that red car, it looks stupid, but to the target, he knows that it's done, so the target sees it to let the target know he's on watch. Same thing here, and again, it's all about the timing, right? So yeah, keep watching. The video hasn't ended yet. Like always, government stage, false flag hoaxes, Crisis Actors Gun Grab. Keep watching.
Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić has promised a moratorium on gun permits in what he's calling a practical disarmament of the country after two mass shootings there this week alone. It would halt permits regardless of gun type and include more frequent medical and psychological checks for existing owners. His announcement came on Friday. In a somber presidential address, he described the latest attack as terrorism, saying the gunman had been wearing a t-shirt with neo-Nazi symbols. Several people were killed and over a dozen wounded in the incident on Thursday, just south of the capital, Belgrade.
This recent criminal attack, which followed an attack on our children, targeted not only those who were present near a hunting lodge or fence, but our entire country. Every citizen feels the impact of this attack. If I believed in conspiracy theories, I would have something to say.
The newly proposed gun control measures would slash the number of weapons in the country tenfold to 40,000. Vučić also said he had suggested the reintroduction of the death penalty, but that the government was against such a step. The government will, however, hire 1,200 new police officers to improve security in schools. The suspect from Thursday's attack, a young man born in 2002, was arrested on Friday. The state broadcaster said he had been involved in an altercation at the school. He is alleged to have left, then returned and opened fire using an assault rifle and a handgun. Then he randomly targeted people from a moving car. An off-duty policeman and his younger sister are reported to be among the victims. This woman and her daughter knew them. She told Reuters she was in shock and that her daughter had had to take sedatives. The latest attack has dazed the country, which is still mourning from a mass shooting on Wednesday when a 13-year-old killed nine people at a school in Belgrade. Although Serbia has strict gun control laws, it also has what can be described as an entrenched gun culture, especially in rural areas. Automatic weapons are illegal, and over the years, authorities have offered several amnesties to those who surrender them.